I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time? Mr. Secretary?
No changes.
Any? Hearing none?
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
You have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, gentlemen, we've got the approval of the minutes for the January 13th, the 27th, February the 3rd, and February the 17th. I'd like to, call for a motion for those, or do we want to incorporate the finding of the facts with that also, Mr. Sharp?
Mr. Chairman, you may want to do the minutes of the January 13, 2014, separate from the others. It's a fair housing meeting. It wasn't a public hearing as far as.
Thank you.
Motion to approve.
You have a revised agenda? I mean, I got a couple members that don't have revised agendas for this evening. Let me go get them. Okay, well, while he's getting those, we've got a motion to approve the.
I think she needs two.
Do you have one? Three?
Three.
You need one? Four?
January 13, 2014 was the fair housing meeting. Just a report of the findings of the meeting.
Okay, then we'll have a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second to that motion?
Sorry.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes that were January the 13th, 2014 meeting by itself. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, the motion carried. So that one is done. So now we'll wait till we get the revised agendas, I assume, and we can proceed.
Have you all looked at the revised agenda?
Has everybody had chance? No, you haven't seen one.
We haven't seen it yet. We should probably wait.
Okay, we'll wait then.
How'd you get yours?
I'm sorry?
Did they just lay them in front of you like they normally do?
No.
Email.
No, they didn't get a chance, I guess, to do it.
You should have got them in the mail. They were revised on March 19th.
I didn't.
I didn't get one.
No,
I didn't get one.
I'm not saying you didn't.
No.
Just saying they were sent out on the 19th.
No.
They're supposed to be sent on the 19th.
Well, they could have. Mailman could have missed the box or something, you never know.
Huh? Could have missed y'all.
Well, that's, those things happen. I need two down here, please.
She got one for each of us.
Oh, well, thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate that. Okay.
Unusually, they have three sets of minutes and three sets of find the facts.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Do you do them all, or do you do the ones that are the approval of the minutes and the approval of the finding of facts for January 27th, and then do the same with the 3rd of February, and then the same for the 17th of February? Mm-hmm. Or do you do them all?
You just have a motion to do them all?
I don't see why not.
The agenda's got them all separately, so it may be best to do them all separately.
Do each one of them separate?
Well, normally you do the findings and the minutes.
We do them separate, man. Can we take the meetings all together?
That way.
You could.
Motion to approve the minutes of January 27th and the finding of facts of January 27th.
Okay. I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes of our January the 27th and the finding of the facts of the January the 27th meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Motion to approve minutes of February 3rd and the finding of facts of February 3rd.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of the February the 3rd and the finding of the facts of the February 3rd. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion so carried.
Motion to approve minutes of February 17th and finding facts on February 17th.
Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion again by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our February the 17th and the finding of the facts of February 17th. And again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? And the motion so carried. Now we'll have the public hearing for Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comment made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on in publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening in order to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. First case, please.
I'll turn my cell phone off.
Oh, okay.
This is the first application, application number 11346, the application of Service Glass Company Incorporated. The site is located southwest corner of Route 20, Stein Highway, and Sussex County Road 556, Figs Road, and being west of Seaford, Delaware. Being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID, District 531, map 12, parcel number 43, requesting a special use exception to retain a manufactured home type structure for a business. For the record, that basically is their application. This is a continuation request, special use exception, case number 101039. did expire on March 4 of 2014. The application was filed prior to that deadline. We received one letter of support from Donald Ward. Donald Ward's the owner of the property, and we received no mail returns or no letters of opposition.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman, just so you know, I do have a conflict of interest here, as I believe I represented the applicant years ago in this matter. So if there's any questions that come up, I request the board direct those questions to Vince Robertson.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michelle Booth, 10422 Gravelly Creek Lane, Seaford.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, good evening, and I think I speak for all the applicants here tonight in welcoming you back. We're glad you're back in business after your days off.
Mm.
For the record, my name is James Fuquay. I'm an attorney in Georgetown. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Service Glass Company. With me is Michelle Booth. This is an application to renew a special use exception for the use of a manufactured home-type structure as an office. The service glass site is located on the south side of Route 20, which is Stein Highway. It fronts on County Road 556, which is Figs Road, and the site is just west of the city of Seaford, just past the Penco complex on Stein Highway. The manufactured home is used as an office for the business. The business has been in existence at this location for approximately 25 years, other than the manufactured home being used as an office, the business leases a portion of a large warehouse-type building that's located on the property. The exhibits that I submitted that you have before you, Exhibit B is a survey of the property, and you can see there the large commercial building. What's highlighted in blue is the approximate location of the manufactured home office. As you can see, it's located in the front, south end of the building, fronting on Figs Road. Exhibit C is a Google Earth photo of the site. And again, you can see the manufactured homes type structure has the dark roof, again, located to the south corner of the large building on the site. There's a commercial building located directly across Figs Road. You can see that on Exhibit C. And at the bottom of that photo, you can also see a portion of the Penco site, which is a large commercial operation. The office was placed on the site in 2006 on an emergency basis due to significant flooding in the area. And that flooding actually flooded the large commercial building. You may recall that was that flood in Seaford where I think they got 12 inches of rain in mm-hmm. 2 hours. The office was subsequently approved as a special use exception in 2009. One of the requirements of that approval was that the manufactured home structure would be anchored and skirted, and that was done, that it is skirted and it is anchored. Exhibit A in the exhibit book is the minutes of the original approval, which was Board of Adjustment case number 10339. As to the legal standard, the board found that the manufactured home office would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties back in 2009 when the original special exception was approved. Nothing significant or insignificant, for that matter, has changed in the operation, and there has been no adverse effect from that use in this area. As I said, you can see from the photos, this area has several commercial businesses in operation, including the commercial site directly across the street from the office and the Penco complex. Service Glass is a successful local business. It's been in operation and located at this site, as I said, for 25 years. And we are requesting approval for an additional five-year period as authorized by the zoning ordinance. And again, based on the established history, that the use has not had any adverse impact on the area. And Michelle, is everything I said true and correct? Okay. And gentlemen, that's everything I have to present, unless you have any questions.
All right. Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Reggers?
Mr. Fuquay, you had the mobile home structure there since 2009. Is there any plans on putting something permanent there?
The owners of the business do not own the property. Okay. They rent the property, so they can't obviously build anything on that site.
Okay.
They did have some, I would say, not defined plans to possibly locate it in another place, but with the economic downturn and everything, those plans kind of got put on hold. As I said, they've had this business for a long time, and they're kind of at the point where they're thinking it may not be feasible to relocate at this point in time.
Right. Okay. Thank you. No other questions.
Mr. Workman?
It was 2006 you put it there, right? Not 9.
It was 2006 on an emergency basis because of the flooding. And then the special exception for the five-year period was approved in 2009.
Okay.
Okay.
No other questions.
All right, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, regarding case number 11,346, the applicant has suggested that there has not been a substantially adverse effect to uses of neighboring adjacent properties, and we didn't hear testimony to the contrary. Make a motion, we approve the case.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,346.
And
all those in...
Mr. Chairman, that, and Mr. Mills,
for a period of 5 years.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those stated.
And again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,346 is approved for a period of 5 years.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.